Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about Costco's Kirkland's Signature brand. Let's dive in.
I'm so ready for this. Kirkland's Signature. It's like a treasure hunt at Costco, right? You never know what you'll find, but you know it'll be good. What's the main point of the discussion?
Well, the content explores the history and impact of Kirkland's Signature, Costco's private label. It's fascinating how it went against industry norms and became a massive success.
Against industry norms? How so?
Most retailers had multiple private labels for different product types. Costco decided to consolidate everything under one name, Kirkland Signature. Seemed risky at the time, especially 30 years ago. It was a big gamble.
Right, consolidating everything under one name. But what triggered this decision? Did they just wake up one day and think, let's do it this way?
Not quite. Rising name brand prices and a Forbes article about the success of private labels in Europe inspired Costco's co-founder, Jim Sinegal. They noticed name brand prices rising even as production costs decreased. And they wanted to have more control over their profit margins.
I see. Interesting. So, they saw an opportunity to offer quality products at lower prices.
Exactly. They started with a bunch of different private label names, Chelsea Toilet Paper, Cloud Detergent, and so on. But then, a warehouse manager not recognizing their own private label product was a wake-up call. That's when they realized the need for a single, unified brand.
That anecdote about the warehouse manager and the legal tablets is really insightful. It highlights the importance of internal clarity and brand recognition.
Absolutely. And that single brand became Kirkland's Signature, named after their headquarters location at the time. Although they, funnily enough, moved headquarters shortly after. Nobody could spell Issaquah anyway.
And the rest, as they say, is history. Kirkland's Signature now accounts for about a third of Costco's sales, a pretty impressive feat. But how does this single private label strategy affect their negotiations with name brands?
It gives them huge leverage. Take the Kirkland diapers, for example. They approached Huggies and Pampers and basically said, "We're only going to carry one name brand plus our Kirkland Signature." This forced the big brands to compete, offering Costco the best possible deal.
Got it. So Kirkland Signature isn't just about offering cheaper alternatives. It's a strategic tool to keep name brand prices in check. Smart. It also allows them to maintain their limited SKU strategy, offering fewer choices but at competitive prices. It's really interesting how they use Kirkland as a negotiation tool to keep the prices of competing name brands down.
Precisely. That limited selection allows them to focus on quality and negotiate aggressively. And because Costco buyers are very knowledgeable about raw materials and manufacturing costs, they're always looking for ways to improve Kirkland products and offer even better value.
But how sustainable is this model? Can other retailers replicate Costco's success with private labels?
It's a tough one. While other retailers like Sam's Club have tried consolidating their private labels, it's difficult to replicate the unique combination of factors that made Kirkland's Signature successful. The limited SKUs, the membership model, the focus on quality, and the strong buyer expertise at Costco all play a role.
And let's not forget the green ink. That CEO sign-off on every Kirkland product since 1995 shows a level of commitment that's pretty rare. It's clear that Costco puts a lot of thought and care into its private label.
Absolutely. It shows a real dedication to quality and brand consistency. And with Kirkland's Signature now bigger than brands like Procter & Gamble and Kraft Heinz, it's safe to say Costco's gamble paid off. Thanks for joining us today for this fascinating discussion on the Kirkland's Signature brand. We'll be back next time with another interesting topic.
Goodbye.